Wake up!
It's Hot 96.9's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
How does one tell if they're addicted to their phone? I'm just asking for a friend. Get approved because...
Easy.
Well, no, because P. Diddy, apparently he got so addicted to his phone, he said 2.5 years ago, that he had to go to rehab in Sedona, Arizona. To go to, you know, like those rehab that people go to, like, for drugs and alcohol and all that stuff. He went to rehab for his phone. How do you tell if you're addicted? Because I look at it as an addiction is something that you're so into it that you kind of, like, almost give up on other things.
Right.
Can't function.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Your,
like,
your work's suffering, your house, your home life is suffering, all that because of this addiction of you not being able to put your phone down.
Right. So, like, did he get that bad that he was, like, all of a sudden... You know, like,
well,
cutting people off.
Let's be honest. How many hits has Diddy made in the last however many years? So in his eyes, he's saying that me being on my phone all the time is keeping me from being creative and being able to do what I normally do. And think about it. He said when he went to rehab, he started having all this creative, like, juices flowing. And now he's going to start putting out music again, although... We haven't really heard that yet.
Maybe he's just done.
Nah.
No way.
He's just,
no way.
He's just a rat.
I think everyone's a little addicted.
Well, hey, society made us this way. They replaced everything we need with our phones.
We don't need to leave the house if we really, you know. And they
added stuff. I mean, the phone nowadays is like it's a double-edged sword. It's... You know, it's like you said, it's addicting and it kind of gets you away from doing stuff, but it's a great function. Everything is at the touch of your fingers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I understand, like, you know, social media and stuff like that. If you told me, hey, go without social media for a week, done, easy.
Yes.
Go without your phone for a week, well, I can't because I need to get in contact with people.
This is how bad it is for me.
That's the way I justify it, Pebs.
Right.
Well, yeah, nice.
For me, this is how bad it is. I cannot sit there, like, I'll be home watching a show. I can't sit there and not go scrolling through my phone, like, for more than 5 minutes. It gets to a point where I get so distracted with what's going on my phone that I have to rewind the TV to be like, oh, crap, I just missed this. Oh, crap, I just missed that. Like, it's bad.
Right, that's a problem.
Or when you're watching TV, because I do that, too. Like, I'll be on Twitter at the same time to see what everybody else is saying about the same show that I'm watching. I know, it's really
weird.
Oh,
that's a problem. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially shows that a lot of people tweet or the actors tweet, like Scandal, they do that. So you're like, yeah, it's bad.
But see, I think it's like, I think what they've done with the phone, it's just there. You know, like sometimes you're looking, you're not even looking for a purpose. It just happens to be next to you because your phone is always next to you. Yeah. And you just happen to pick it up if you're during a commercial or something like that and you just look at it. You
know, 2 hours later.
And I think the fact that it's shit, because it's so, everything's there, it's so convenient. It's, you basically have a laptop in your hand and you can look at whatever. So I don't think it is a problem. I think the problem becomes when you are consumed with it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That's the problem.
Like Melissa.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes. When you're basically like, you know, it's like your face is buried in it all day long.
And it sucks.
Please,
because...
Oh, I get real quick, Ramiro. I'm sorry to cut you off. I get like, what is it? Like eye soreness.
Yeah.
Like I start to get that at certain points. And I will say, there's been several times where I'm laying down on the couch going through, and I actually fall asleep, and I drop my phone, and it hits me in the face. It happens all the time.
Okay, so you're noticing the symptoms. I was about to say, okay, you're noticing the symptoms yourself because, unlike other addictions, you know, where other people could know, you know, like. 600-pound life. Clearly, those people have an addiction to food. If you're addicted to certain drugs, you're like, yo, man, you got crack face. What's going on?
And I think you made the greatest point. Most people are not checking their phones for, like, their emails or their text messages. It's the social media element of it. That's what you're looking for. And then, ultimately, you know, you make a great point there.
So we're going to have to start looking for bruises on Melissa's face from the time she drops her phone
on herself. It's happened.
And that's what
like, if you took Melissa off social media, I bet you she would never look at her phone.
Oh, she just sleep more. Literally.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy. The Get Up Crew. Only on the new Hot 96.9.